From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Anna Grunewald at Politico reports that while the state Senate voted for a law mandating sexual harassment training for all New York workers, the Senate hasn't conducted the training for legislators and staff since March of last year. The law was signed on April 12, 2018, with an October 9, 2019 deadline for all New York workers to receive training. Democrats took control of the chamber this January and have not held the required training. Scott Reeve, a spokesperson for the Senate Republicans, said, and I quote, "It turns out the Senate Democrats were so busy patting themselves on the back for passage of their radical leftist agenda that they neglected to offer anti-sexual harassment training to all Senate employees as required by law. After the horrors we've witnessed, both inside and outside the legislature in recent years, this should have been a top priority. It clearly wasn't," end quote. Democratic Majority Spokesperson Mike Murphy claims the conference will be in compliance if they hold the training by the end of the calendar year, as it is due annually. Murphy said, again avoiding the October 9th deadline, which has now passed, and I quote, "I think the Senate Republicans should take some time and do some self-evaluation and apologize for the years and years of delay in addressing this crisis by blocking all meaningful reforms," end quote. Read more about this story at Politico. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports at the Other Hudson Valley that EPL environmental advocates last week released their environmental scorecard for New York State senators and assembly members, with D.D. Barrett getting a perfect score and George Amador and Daphne Jordan scoring low. The advocacy and lobbying group based their scores on the legislators' voting records. Barrett is a Democrat who represents parts of Columbia and Dutchess counties, and Amador and Jordan are Republicans from either side of the Hudson River. Both Amador and Jordan got the lowest scores in the entire Senate, and EPL environmental advocates also gave Amador an, and I quote, "oil slick award," end quote, "consistently poor environmental records," end quote, and I quote, "abandonment of environmental principles," end quote, according to the report. Read more about this story at the Other Hudson Valley. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that the General Electric Company will begin next week dismantling its Fort Edward plant, monitoring for PCBs, volatile organic compounds, and small airborne particulates in the air at property boundaries. PCBs were used in capacitor production at the GE plant and one in Hudson Falls, and the toxic chemicals were dumped into the Hudson River for many years. GE closed the electrical capacitor factory at Fort Edward in 2016 and recently finished a six-year project spending more than $1 billion to dredge the river in an effort to remove the PCBs. Environmental groups and state officials want the company to do more dredging. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Altamont Enterprise reports that Albany County Executive Dan McCoy's proposed $733 million budget for 2020 is $21 million bigger than the year before without a tax raise. McCoy's proposal, released October 9th, has a slight tax decrease from $3.56 per $1,000 of assessed value to $3.51 per $1,000. McCoy, a Democrat, says nine mandates from the state and federal government made up 80% of the county's budget. Medicaid, public assistance, child welfare, special education and pre-kindergarten, indigent defense, probation, early intervention retirement, and youth detention. Republican Frank Murillo, the county legislator's minority leader, said in a press release, and I quote, "We are encouraged by another budget with zero tax rate increase, but we look forward to a full and complete review of the executive's proposal. Our priorities continue to be the same as last year, a budget that spends only what it needs to spend to provide quality services to the people of Albany County," end quote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.